Kailangan ko po ang lahat ng tumayo para sa pagbasan. Ang ating pong passage tonight ay natatagpuan sa Gospel according to John chapter 1 verses 19 to 21. Babasahin naman po natin through responsive reading ang selected verses from 19 to 23, 29 to 30, 35 to 37, and 47 to 51. Basahin po natin ang salita ng Diyos. Ang mga pinuno ng mga Hudyo sa Jerusalem ay nagsubo ng mga pari at Levita upang itanong kay Juan kung sino nga ba siya. Sino pa kung gayon? Tanong nila. Ikaw ba si Elias? Hindi ako si Elias, tanong niya. Ikaw ba ang propeta? Sumagot siya, hindi.
Sino pa ang gayon? Sabihin mo kung sino ka upang mangyasabi mo sa mga sulusan. Ano ang nasabi mo ako sa iyo sa iyo sa iyo?
Sumagot si Juan, ayaw ko sa nasusulat sa aklat ng propeta Isaias. Ako ang tinig ng isang taong sumisigaw sa ina. Tuwirin ninyo ang daraanan ng Panginoon.
Nanabasa ang makikita niyo ang si Jesus na lapit sa kanya. Sinabi niya, tingnan niyo siya ang pag-iaga ng Diyos na paalis at sanahin sa sanita.
Siya ang tinutukoy ko nang sabihin ko ang dumarating na kasunod ko ay higit sa akin sapagkat siya ay nakuod na bago pa man ako ipanganak. Nang makita niya si Jesus na nagdaraan ay kanyang sinabi, tingnan ninyo, siya ang kordero ng Diyos.
Narinig niya ang sinabi niya, kaya sumunod siya kay Jesus.
Nang malapit na si Nathaniel ay sinabi ni Jesus, masdan ninyo ang isang tunay na Israelita, wala siyang anumang pagkukunwari. Sumagot si Nathaniel, Rabbi, kayo nga po ang anak ng Diyos, kayo ang hari ng Israel.
Sinabi ni
Jesus,
sinabi niya sa kanya, pakatandaan mo, makikita ninyong bukas ang langit at ang mga anghel ng Diyos ay manhikmanaog sa kinaroonan ng anak ng tao. Ito ang salita ng Diyos.
Thanks. Magandang gabi pong muli sa lahat. Bear with us. Dahil mainit po talaga, no? And I'm excited to be back after po ng 1 week na break natin sa Gospel of John. And tayo po ngayon ay magpapatuloy muli sa for the next 3 weeks sa study ng Book of John. I hope po na and pray na you will know Christ more clearly as we dive in sa Book of John. Try nyo pong invite someone, na kaibigan nyo, or anyone dito sa church to read the Book of John during the summer. And discover more kung sino si Kristo. Tayo po manalangin. Oh, Father, as we look into your word sa Book of John, Lord, help us to see Christ clearly. And may the truth of Him and your word penetrate our innermost being. May nawa yung deep seat of our intellect, our affection, and will be transformed by your word through the Holy Spirit. May your word edify your church. In Jesus' name, Amen. I attended po ng interview many years ago. Tagal na po. One question na tinanong sa akin is something like this. Ano ang pinaka-challenging na problema ang na-encounter mo sa isang project? And how did you overcome yung problema na yon? How did you resolve it? Yun ang question sa akin. And hindi ko na po maalala kung how did I answer yung question na yun. Pero I realize na sa araw-araw na buhay natin po, we face ng iba't ibang challenges sa buhay natin. We face ang mga problema, situation na we are not even sure paano natin ma-overcome or na-overcome. Parang It comes natural sa atin. Whenever na na sitwasyon tayong ganon, ang gagawin lang natin yung immediate na alam natin na would work best. Alam niyo po yun, na parang ito yung alam ko na magwo-work to resolve it. So, ikaw po, ano po yung most challenging o pinakamalaking problema na naharap mo? And how did you resolve it? Alam niyo ba na according po sa Bible, all of us, all humanity, ay merong isang napakalaking problema. None of us ay excuse dito. Whether you are aware of this or not, ito po ang reality, ito ang truth na sinasabi ng Bible. You have the biggest problem sa mundo na to. Ito po ay ang universal problem ng sin. Yan po ang problema natin ng lahat, ng buong sangkatauhan. Ito po ang resulta. Resulta na nangyari sa Book of Genesis, lahat po ng sangkatauhan ay nahulog sa kasalanan. Kasalanan separates us from God. And to be separated sa Panginoon, sa Diyos, na nagbibigay ng buhay is tragic and a disaster sa ating lahat. So, yun po, sin is universal and so the feeling din ng guilt is universal. What do you do with your sin and with your guilt? Try to think, ano ba yung ginagawa natin? Maybe just like sa araw-araw na buhay natin, we exert lahat ng effort natin and we do what we think works best to address ang sin, ang guilt. Ang one way po is to deny or dismiss yung reality ng sin and guilt. Or to water down ang sin as mistake. To err is human. Sorry, tao lang. Common po yan, ano? Na parang isang pag-ano lang, is a minor mistake. Sino ba hindi nagkakamali? One way is we orient ang ating belief doon lang sa loving na Diyos lamang. And ayaw natin doon sa God of justice. Ayaw natin doon sa holy God. So nakikreate tayo ng Diyos na loving na kayang itolerate yung sin because He is loving. So hindi po yun yung biblical description. Or, eto common, we deal sa kasalanan by balancing. Binabalance po natin yung mga nagawa nating kasalanan with the good works. Something good, something na moral, good moral na sa harapan ng Panginoon. So, halimbawa, nakagawa tayo ng 5 sins sa araw na to or sa week na to, gagawa tayo ng 6 para mabigat yung good works natin. So, yun po yung mga one way na how to address ang sin. Pero whatever the case po, ang reality is we deal with sin and guilt everyday. Everyday po yan. Makikita natin ang manifestation ng sin sa sarili natin, sa family natin, sa ibang tao, sa loob ng tahanan natin, sa opisina, sa ating community, sa bansa, sa buong mundo, wherever you look, you know na sin destroys ang good creation and intention ng Diyos to all of His creation. Yan po ang Bible. Yan ang account ng Bible na pinakita sa atin. So, sin is destructive and it affects every fabric ng humanity and society. Again, how do you deal with sin? Yan po ang question na i-address natin. The Bible has one solution sa greatest problem ng tao. Only one. Wala po kayo ibang maririnig sa akin na option. Only one. And yan ang makikita natin sa ating passage. So, John 1 verses 19 to 51. 2 weeks ago po, nakita natin sa prologue o yung intro o yung summary ng Book of John sa verses 1 to 18 kung sino si Jesus. Highly theological. Yung foundation po yung verses 1 to 18. Yung po yung kabuuan ng Book of John. And from that verses 1 to 18, dun po nag-a-unfold ang buong sinulat ni John. He is the eternal God. Yan po ang sinabi sa John 1:1. Sovereign Creator and Savior, the ultimate revelation ng Diyos to all humanity. He is God in the flesh. Na-establish po natin yan 2 weeks ago. The Book of John focuses on salvation. Focus niyang yung author is salvation, eternal life, reconciliation ng tao sa Diyos. Ito po ang focus ng book of John. John 1:12 tells us na we are not by nature children of God. We are enemy of God, in fact. And only by receiving and believing ang Kristo na to na si Jesus, can then we become children of God. So John gave us the purpose of book, chapter 20, verse 31. These were written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and by believing, ito po ang result, that you may have life. Because you are dead outside Christ. You may have life, eternal life. So yun ang purpose po ni John. There is exclusivity sa salvation. Makikita niyo as you read book of, exclusive po. It's by believing. Saan? Kay Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Ang prologue ay rich in theological truth about Jesus. Ito po yung foundation ng book. And ang passage natin tonight is also foundational. And gives us more theological statement kung sino si Kristo. Yan ang bigay diyan ng sermon passage natin. The man Jesus is the Son of God, the promised Messianic King, and the Lamb of God who came to die for the sins of the world, and only through Him can man be reconciled to God. Si Kristo Jesus po ay ang anak ng Diyos na tagapagligtas, and only through the sacrificial death ni Kristo na ang makasalanan ay marereconcile sa Diyos. Yan po ang bigay diyan ng passage. And ating passage gave us ng mga revelation, sino si Jesus. Hinati ko po sa dalawa ito. Jesus as revealed to John the Baptist, verses 19 to 34. And second, Jesus as revealed to His disciples, verses 35 to 31. Let's go po sa unang revelation kay John the Baptist. Verse 19. And this is the testimony of John. When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem, asked him, "Who are you?" Verse 19. Ang question po is, sino si John? John here is John the Baptist. He was introduced sa previous verses natin sa prologue, verses 6 to 8, saka verse 15. Verse 6 tells us na John the Baptist was sent from God. Diyos ang nagpadala kay John the Baptist. Verse 7 and 15, he was to bear witness sa Logos or the Word, si Kristo. Siya po ay ang pointer or siya pointer, siya ang tagapagturo sa mga tao na to point people to Christ. Yun po ang role ni John the Baptist, to point people sa promised Savior ng Old Testament. And to understand clearly ang context nito ay, for 400 years, there was silence. Wala silang naririnig sa Panginoon. Ang nation of Israel ay used to have ng direct revelation, direct words from God through their prophets. And they're waiting words from God for 400 years. Walang sinabi ang Diyos sa kanila. At that time, they were under ng Roman rule. They were oppressed. So they're eager. Meron pong high expectation ng pagdating ng Davidic king na ito sa time na yan. Read verse 19 again. And this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" And yung pong word na the Jews, dito is not, hindi po yung buong people of Israel yung tinutukoy na the Jews. John the author uses ang term na the Jews, often refer po dun sa mga religious leaders who oppose Jesus, who oppose the gospel. Yun po yun, the Jews. As you read the book of John, keep that in mind, the Jews means religious leaders. Priests and Levites for those who work sa temple. Yung mga priests, nasa temple yan, nag-ano sila ng mga sacrifices. And yung mga Levites po, sila po yung mga musicians, they work din sa temple, mga tinatawag silang temple police, they guard the temple, and sila po yung pinadala ng from Jerusalem. Si John the Baptist po ay isa ring Levites, and anak din po siya ng priest. Ang description na from Jerusalem tells us na these people were sent by the governing body ng Israel. Yun po yung tinatawag na Sanhedrin. So Sanhedrin po ay yun po ang religious final authority ng Israel. Mabigat po itong grupo na ito. Mostly, nasa Jerusalem po sila. Ang grupo na ito probably ay composed ng 70 na tao. 70 men. mostly high priest, mga Sadducees and Pharisees. Yan po yung mga opposition ni Jesus throughout his ministry. John the Baptist becomes so popular po sa time na yan. Matthew 3 verse 5, sabi ron, na most of Jerusalem came out to hear him. John the Baptist ay well-known sa kanyang message, repent from your sins and be baptized for the kingdom of God, for the kingdom of heaven, for the Messiah is at hand. Nandito na ang Messiah, nandito na ang kingdom ng Diyos. Repent. Yan po ang known kay John the Baptist. So, people traveled from Jerusalem and all around sa region ng Israel to listen to him, to listen to this man, and be baptized by this man. So, ang mga religious leaders, naging concern sa tao na to. Teka, sino itong tao na to? Especially mga religious people. Dahil sila ang authority ng spiritual or religious affair ng Israel. Sino to? Look at verse 20. Ang exact question po ay hindi binanggit, pero John the Baptist answered emphatically and specifically, I am not the Christ. Hindi ako si Kristo. Ang Christ is a Greek translation ng Messiah sa Old Testament. Same title po yan, same meaning. Ang last words ng Panginoon sa Israel before magkaroon ng 400 years of silence ay nasa Book of Malachi. God would send the Messiah sa Israel to save them and restore them. They expect na ang Messiah would come anytime. Yan po ang expectation ng mga Jew. So verse 21-22, ang sabi ron, if hindi ikaw ang Messiah, sino ka? What then? Are you Elijah? Sagot ni John the Baptist, I am not. Elijah was promised sa Malachi 4, verse 5. Ang sabi ron, behold, I will send you Elijah, the prophet, before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes. So, darating ang Panginoon, darating si Yahweh, but before that, Elijah would come. So, even sa Malachi 3 po, ay may promise na ang Panginoon would send a messenger to prepare the way of the Messiah. So, meron po silang expectation. They know their scripture. They know po itong mga religious leaders ito. So, ang mga religious leaders know these passages, kaya ganun po kabigat yung expectation nila. And they believe the return ng literal na Elijah. Parang incarnated Elijah. Na, remember po kung ano nangyari kay Elijah? Si Elijah hindi po namatay. Dinala siya sa heaven, doon sa chariot. Kaya na-expect nila, babalik si Elijah the same way as a man. So, yun po ang expectation nila. So, maaring meron silang ganung klaseng understanding, ganun din si John the Baptist. Pero, sabi ni John the Baptist, hindi ako yung Elijah. Pero, Jesus says na John the Baptist is indeed Elijah. Sa Matthew 11 verse 14, Matthew 7 verse 12, 17 verse 12. What John the Baptist denies is siya ang literal na Elijah. Sabi sa Luke 1:17, John the Baptist came in the spirit and power of Elijah. He was a type of Elijah. So, yun po yun, how we understand. So, after denying na si Elijah, they ask again, so, are you the prophet? Hindi po a prophet, the prophet? Again, the answer is no. God promised the people of Israel na one day, God would raise up a prophet just like Moses. Sa Deuteronomy 18 verse 15. Habi doon, the Lord your God would raise up for you a prophet like me, Moses speaking, from among you, from your brothers. Is it to him you shall listen? Pag dumating yung prophet niya, makinig ka sa kanya, follow him. Also sa verse 18 ng Deuteronomy 18, I will raise up for them a prophet, is Yahweh speaking, like you from among their brothers, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. Yan ang promise ni Yahweh, ng Panginoon. So they expect the prophet that God would raise up. Similar to Moses na mayroong direct access sa Diyos, the prophet that Moses instruct them to listen, na magkakaroon sila ng again ng direct contact sa Panginoon. Yun ang inaantay nila. But then again, John answered, no, I'm not the prophet. Tumpong three figure na to, three personages ng Old Testament, Messiah, Elijah, the prophet, ito po ay mga tinatawag na eschatological marker or end time marker. Na pag dumating itong mga to, the Lord, the day of the Lord. The day of the Lord means judgment, restoration. The day of the Lord will come. So, inaantay nila to. Ito marker ng eschatological end time nila. So, significant po ito sa mga Israel. Kaya na-confuse yung mga priests and Levites. Verse 22, sabi nila, who are you? We need to give an answer to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself? Kailangan nila ma-identify ang tao na to para makapag ano sila ng report pagbalik nila sa mga leaders sa Jerusalem. Sumagot si John, verse 23 said, I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as the prophet Isaiah said. Ang sagot ni John the Baptist dito is quoted from Isaiah 40 verse 3. Ang sabi doon, prepare the way, it means po parang ayusin niyo yung road, ayusin niyo yung daan, pagandahin niyo daan. Remember, parang sa pag may darating yung mga delegates sa Pilipinas, pinapaganda natin yung Manila. It's like parang idea ng red carpet. Merong VVIP na darating or isang king. Yun po yung idea na yun, yung itsura na yun. Sa Isaiah 4 verse 40 verse 3 po, ang expected na darating ay ang Panginoon. Si Yahweh. Si Yahweh, ang Diyos. For our God. Ang Book of Isaiah po, para maintindihan natin to, ay primarily divided po sa dalawang parts. Yung first 39 chapters po is about judgment ng Panginoon. Dahil nagkasala ang ano, tinalikuran nila ang Panginoon, sumamba sila sa ibang Diyos. Nagkasala. Judgment po, hanggang sa result sa exile nila sa end ng chapter 38 and chapter 39. And then sa second part po, from chapter 40 hanggang 66, is deliverance, salvation, restoration. Kaya ang unang verse ng chapter 40 is comfort, comfort. Dahil sila po ay walang comfort, exile sila. Sila po ay outside ng promised land ng Panginoon. Comfort, comfort. So, yun po yung, ito na yung simula ng promise deliverance ng Panginoon, chapter 40. Paano po na? Darating ang Panginoon. Darating si Yahweh sa verse 3 ng chapter 40. So, ganun po nila naiintindihan to. And from exile or separation nila sa Diyos because of sin, i-deliver sila ng Diyos through the Messiah. Itong Messiah na to would save them through suffering. Makikita niyo po yan from chapter 42 hanggang chapter 53 po. Prominent po sa chapter 53 yung suffering Messiah, suffering servant, the servant of God, the servant of the Lord. Yun po yung mga title na mababasa niyo. So God would deliver His people through the suffering ng Messiah. So nagiging clear na sa atin. So John the Baptist here is saying na, I am the voice, pero just the voice. Hindi ako ang tao. He's taking away yung spotlight sa kanya and he's pointing to a greater person that they need to focus. Don't focus sa akin, sabi ni John. It's not important to know ang details kung sino ako about me. What matters is my message. Now, hindi na-convince yung mga religious leader na ito. Verse 24 says, now they had been sent from the Pharisees. Maaring Pharisees were present sa delegation na pinadala ng mga taga-Jerusalem. Ang mga Pharisees po ay sobrang religious people. Sobrang religious. Zealous sa law. They look to every details, every letter ng law para masunod dito. They call themselves, ang tawag po ng Pharisees, to separate. Separatist po itong mga to. They separate themselves sa common people, sa ano man na pwedeng makadefile sa kanila, pero because they don't want to be displacing sa Panginoon. So they are doing all their best to be right with God. Yan po ang mga Pharisees. Sobrang banal nito, kahanga-hanga ang kabanalan nito. So, verse 25, they ask, why are you baptizing? If you are not one of those figure, yung tatlo na yon, sino ka? Pero ang question is more of, in what authority na ginagawa mo ito, John the Baptist? Anong authority mo para mag-baptize ka and mag-preach ng repentance, lalo na sa mga taga-Israel, gagawin mo to? Because hindi po common sa mga Jew or mga Israel ang baptism. Hindi po para sa kanila. Para sa kanila is for the Gentiles lang to. Yung mga convert na non-Jew, kailangan nila after ng circumcision, ay ibabaptize nila yung sarili nila to be part ng Judaism. So, hindi po common sa mga Israelites to. Pero for John, ang baptism ay to prepare the way of the Lord. Paano natin makakonect to? Baptism and message of repentance ni John is for people to be ready na darating na Messiah. The King, sa language ni Mark and Matthew, sa pagdating ng Kingdom of God and Kingdom of Heaven. John answered po sa verse 26 to 28. I baptize with water, but among you stands one you do not know. Sabi ni John, ang baptism ko is more of outward, more of ritual. But what Jesus would do is far, far greater than me. But among you stands one of you do not know. John implies na ang Messiah has come. Andun na ang Messiah. He was among them. Yun po yung ini-imply nung sinabi ni John. The Messiah was present that time, hindi nila ma-recognize. Ang sinasabi ni John, I'm not important dito. He's the one you should be focusing on. Verse 27 and 28 again, John is directing yung people towards Christ, not to himself. He was saying, don't even waste your time sa akin. I'm not even worthy to untie ang sandals itong tao na to. John is alluding sa cultural practice nung panahon na yan, yung untying the strap ng sandals. And ang disciples, hindi nila ginagawa yan sa kanilang master, sa kanilang teacher, ang pag-antay ng sandal. Ito po ay para sa mga lower slaves. And karamihan sa lower slaves nila, yung mga Gentiles. Yun lang po ang role nun. Sila lang yung nagtatanggal. And sabi ni John is, even as a lower, pinakamababang slave, I'm not worthy sa tao na to. So, nakikita natin na John is trying to decrease and increasing. Yun yung famous word ni John. He must increase, I must decrease. Don't look at me. That's the message. So, pinapakita ni Jesus, ni John na, look to this man. Ito ang message ko. And this is the kind of humility na we should have. The more we understand how great and how glorious ang ating Panginoon, when we serve sa ministry, we should be humbled. Dahil ito ay privilege. Isang privilege to serve ang Panginoon. We're not even worthy na gawin to. I'm not even worthy to speak sa harapan nyo. You're not even worthy to sing dito. Keep that in mind. It's a privilege na ginagamit ka ng Panginoon for the advancement ng kanyang kingdom. Point people to Christ. It should be a service with gratitude and joy. A service na hina-highlight mo how glorious ang iyong Panginoon and not how glorious you are. Na-encounter niyo na ba yung meron tao na you're trying to evangelize? Sa family mo, for many years, parang walang pag-asa maging believer. Parang, tigas ng puso. Sagot niya sa iyo is, hindi kasi ako kagaya mo eh. Hindi ako kasing talino mo to understand ng lahat ng yan. Hindi ako kasing galing mo. Hindi ako disiplinado kagaya mo. Hindi ako religyoso. Hindi ako kasing bait mo. Narinig na ba yun? Na-encounter niyo yun? And with that, parang, napapano ko. Nakakalungkot po. Maybe we're drawing them sa sarili natin instead of Christ. Pinapakita natin, you should be like me. Kaya ang sagot, hindi ako kagaya mo eh. That is not the message po. Hindi yun ang message na gusto natin ipakita sa tao. The message of the gospel is, we are all inadequate. Not worthy sa harapan ng Diyos. Wala tayong kayang gawin sa harapan ng Diyos. Lahat tayo ay foolish. None of us deserves to be saved. But God, sa kabila ng ating foolishness, our hardened heart natin, He saved us. He is the one that your family needs, your friends need, your office mate needs, yung need ng mga anak mo, siya ang kailangan nila, hindi ikaw. Siya ang kailangan nila to be right with God. Point people to Christ, not to us. So, ang encounter ni John sa mga religious leaders and Pharisees nito, hindi naging fruitful so far. They ignore ang message ni John na siya ay ang voice to prepare sa pagdating ng Panginoon. They did not even bother to, sino ba itong Messiah sinasabi? Sino ba itong tao na to? They dismiss yung cleansing and repentance ng message. Probably they believe na ito ay para sa Gentiles lang. Sila ay sumusunod sa every detail ng law. Sila ay workers sa temple. Sila ay priest. Sila ay expert ng Bible. They don't feel the need ng repentance and cleansing. Maybe true din sa marami sa atin ngayon yan. You don't feel na, I don't need that. I behave well, I'm a nice person, I'm a good person. maybe you are lost in your niceness. That's not the basis. Kung andito ka or even member ka ng church ngayon, if you believe na by being in the church or following strictly yung mga do's and don'ts ng Bible, praying 5 times a day, reading the Bible araw-araw would make you a Christian and be right with God, you are dead wrong. If you believe that, wala tayong pinag-iba sa mga Pharisee that time. Now, who worked their way to heaven. The message po is, turn away from any confidence, any trust sa sarili mo. Turn away from your self-righteousness na akala mo you can climb your way to heaven. Turn away sa pag-disregard mo kay Kristo. Repent and believe sa Messiah na si Kristo Jesus. That's your way to be right with God. What exactly should we believe? Verse 29 to 34. The next day, ito po yung movement ng narrative natin, he saw Jesus coming toward him. And he said, Behold for me, take a long look. Don't umalisin ang mata mo. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Ito po, another day. And makikita natin na yung John, yung encounter ni John sa mga religious leaders to his disciples is probably, ito na po, iba na po yung audience ni John dito. Ang audience na yung mga disciples na niya and other people na nandun. Probably nandun din yung mga ibang religious leaders. So, he saw Jesus coming towards him. And ang encounter na ito, assume na John the Baptist already baptized si Jesus. Hindi na ni-record ng author ni John ang account na yun because ang focus is ang testimony ni John the Baptist about Jesus. Sino si Jesus sa verse 29? Basahin po ulit natin. The next day, he saw Jesus coming toward him and said, Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Ang the Lamb of God ay hindi po common, even sa Old Testament. Many scholars argue about sa tunay na intention ng author sa paggamit ng title na the Lamb of God. Pero I believe po na the author John alludes doon po sa team ng buong Old Testament scripture about sa sacrificial atonement ng sin, yung Passover lamb, yung that saved you po sa Israelites nung time ng Exodus sa Egypt, the animal sacrifice na meron pong daily atonement sa Leviticus, and then the every year atonement, the day of atonement, bawat taon pag ginagawa nila, Leviticus 17, nag-o-offer sila ng lamb, meron pong dalawang animal po yon. The high priest would kill yung isang animal. Then, sprinkle niya yung blood, even sa sarili niya, para makapasok siya dun sa most holy place. Andun yung presence ng Panginoon. And then, sa pong animal, ililay ng hands yung high priest, yung kanyang kamay. Iko-confess niya yung sin niya, even the high priest, and sin ng buong Israel, it symbolizes po na ang buong kasalanan ng Israel nandun na sa animal na yun. And then, dadalhin siya sa wilderness. Hindi na siya makikita ulit. Mamatay na siya ron. Dinala niya ng sin. So, meron pong ganong idea na taking away ng sin. And maaaring ito rin po ay kagaya nung sa Genesis 22 na binasa ni Pastor Jason kanina. When God asked Abraham, kill your son Isaac. Instead na mamatay ang child ni Abraham, lahat po tayong believer, children of Abraham, sabi niya, no, I will give you a repress, substitution. So, may po yung mga idea po nitong all over the Old Testament. And the author of John recorded po sa John 5 na sinabi ni Jesus na ang buong scripture points to him. And later po sa verse 45 tells us na si Jesus is what the Moses and the prophets wrote about. So, yun po yung maaaring na ang ibig sabihin ng the Lamb of God na the author intends to ano niya i-cover niya yung kabuuan ng team ng sacrificial atonement substitutionary, yun po yung meaning po. So, ang makikita nyo, yung imagery ng Lamb of God, sacrificial lamb sa ibang book na sinulat ni John, makikita nyo rin po yan sa Revelation. Sa Revelation po, Jesus is the Lamb who was slain to redeem people for God. Na-save ang people of God by the Lamb. Na-slain na Lamb. So, makita niyo po yung from old to new. It's about the sacrificial death of the Lamb. That is the salvation of His people. So, Ang word po dito, sometimes ito po ay kailangan natin maintindihan dito. It doesn't mean that Jesus died para sa lahat ng tao ng buong mundo. Hindi po yun ang ibig sabihin nun. The Bible doesn't teach this. Hindi po na namatay si Kristo sa lahat ng tao, therefore, lahat ay maliligtas. Ang tawag po dyan is universalism. Hindi po yan ang sinasabi. We know na sa end times, sa Revelation, there will be people, a lot of people will be cast out sa hell for judgment. So, hindi po lahat maliligtas. Hindi po yung ibig sabihin ng world. So, ang word po dito means all kinds of people without distinction. Hindi lamang po sa mga Jew ang salvation ng Messiah, including non-Jew. Without distinction, hindi po without exemption. So, ang salvation is for all people by believing sa Messiah kay Christ. That is very clear po sa Bible, lalo na sa book of John. Nakita natin yan sa John 1:12 na napag-aralan natin last week, na only those who believe and receive. John 3:16, only those whoever believe. So, hindi po lahat maliligtas. Yun lamang pong maniniwala kay Kristo. So, verse 30 po ay isang affirmation that Jesus is eternal. Mas matanda po si John the Baptist kesa kay Jesus. And sabi niya rito, He is before me. Yun po yung pag-aralan natin 2 weeks ago. He is eternal. From eternity, He is God. So, look at verse 32. Yung baptism is ang nag-reveal kay John na si Jesus ang Messiah. Ang word na habsin, nakita ni Jesus, ni John the Baptist, implies na ang Spirit of God na bumaba kay Kristo, na nakita niya, is not just a one-time event na bumaba din umalit. It's a continuing event. Nakita niya throughout the ministry ni Jesus, nakikita niya, alam niya, na the Spirit of God is with this man, Jesus. Yun po yung ibig sabihin po nun. John said, the Spirit remains in Jesus. Now, kung familiar tayo sa Old Testament, we know, ito po ay isang messianic passage, isang messianic na event. Sabi sa Isaiah 11, 1 verse 2, na ang servant ng Panginoon, ang Messiah, ang Spirit of the Lord will rest upon this Messiah. One sign na ma-identify mo ang Messiah. So verse 33, this is why John is pointing them to Jesus. Sabi niya, I baptize with water, external outward, but ang tunay na transformation ay manggagaling sa Diyos. Through Jesus Christ, He will pour out His Spirit. Ito ay another Old Testament fulfillment. Ezekiel 36, familiar po tayo doon. I will cleanse you. I will put my Spirit in you. I will give you a new heart from a heart of stone. At the end of that, lahat ang gagawin ng Panginoon, and you will be my people and I will be your God. Yun ang kailangan gawin ng Panginoon. I need to change you, sabi ng Panginoon. I need to change your heart. I need to cleanse you. I need to put my Spirit in you. And then you will be my people and I will be your God. That's exactly what God does. And yun po yung gagawin ni Jesus. God will cleanse His people. Yan ang prophecy sa Ezekiel na gagawin ng Diyos. Ang role ni John the Baptist is to present and point everyone to Christ as the fulfillment ng promises ng Diyos to save His people. Ano pa ang testimony ni John kay Jesus? Look at verse 34. And I have seen and have borne witness that this is the Son of God. Ang Son of God doesn't mean na how we understand po yung human relationship ng Father and Son na Jesus is created by God the Father, kaya siya naging Son. No, hindi po yun ang ibig sabihin. Ang Son of God sa context nito means Jesus and God is one. Meron po silang intimate, na-establish natin yan sa prologue. They were together, yung Trinity, same nature, both divine. Yun po yung ano yan. Which is, nakita natin last time sa prologue na verse 1, in the beginning, tung Kristo na to is the Word, ay nahando na. Eternal. He is God. So, yun po yun. So, John the Baptist saying sa audience na, makinig kayo, the Lamb of God, na nakita natin sa Old Testament na nag-sacrificial, na provision ng Panginoon sa mga tao niya, ng mga kasalanan, itong Lamb of God na to, na, is God Himself. Is God Himself. Only a divine being can absorb ang divine wrath, ang infinite justice ng Diyos. So, God save us, sinners, Kanino? From Himself? Sa kanyang wrath? Sa kanyang judgment? He saved us by Himself. Bumaba siya to save His people by becoming like us, to save those who are under the curse ng law. Yun ang language ni Paul. Those who are under sa curse ng sin. And He saved us. For what purpose? To bring us back to God. All throughout is the work of God alone. What a glorious truth po, ano? That's why we sing, all glory be to Christ. Ang service natin every week, songs, prayer, ministry, ay central kung sino si Jesus at ano ang ginawa niya. We worship the Lamb. Paulit-ulit po natin ginagawa yan every week because yun po ang heart ng isang believer who are saved from darkness to light. Ito po ang central message po ng Bible. All of us are sinners. No way na mababayaran natin ang kasalanan natin para maging tama tayo, maging acceptable tayo sa Panginoon, sa banal na Diyos. God's holiness and perfect righteousness and justice ay kailangan masatisfy. Hindi po pwedeng i-set aside yung attribute ng Diyos na yun. And Jesus Christ did all of that. Sinatisfy niya po yun. He lived yung perfect righteousness na none of us, including you, can ever live, even for a single minute. He died in behalf, we can say, as a substitute sa mga sinners. His sin, yung sin-bearing death na to is, ang naging implication nito is, na-wipe away ang kasalanan. He took our sin away. And ang another implication po ng ginawa ni Kristo, yung sin-bearing death ni Christ is, He redirect yung wrath ng Panginoon. He took your sins away and He redirect yung wrath na sa iyo, kinuha niya sa akin yan. How glorious ang ginawa ng Panginoon na yan. Jesus satisfies lahat po ng yun. He destroys sin, death, and Satan by His resurrection. He didn't remain dead. His resurrection means na ang sacrifice, itong lamb na to, na si Jesus, ay acceptable sa Diyos. It gives us ng certain, a sure hope na tayo ay no longer destined sa eternal death, no longer destined sa wrath ng Panginoon because He lived, we will also live in eternity sa presence ng Panginoon. That is the only message ng gospel. That Jesus is your only hope to be saved sa sin and wrath ng Diyos, no other way. No other way. How you deal with your sin? Deal with Jesus. No other way. So I urge you, if you are not in Christ, hanggang dito ka ngayon, give your sin to Christ. He will take it away from you. Repent. Turn away from your sin. Let Him take your sin away. Believe in what the Bible says about this man, Jesus, and what He has done. You have to believe that. Believe that. And He will give you His righteousness so you can stand before God one day na kapag ikay humarap na. And you're not even sure kailan darating yun. Maaring tonight. Maaring even pag-uwi natin, pagtiga natin. What we need to be prepared is to die well and prepare to meet your God. And to die well is to give your life to Christ. Give your sin to Christ. Take His righteousness and be ready to stand before God one day. For sure, yun ang promise ng Panginoon. He will give you forgiveness. He will give you eternal life sa piling ng Panginoon. So John the Baptist points us to Jesus as the promised Messiah, the Son of God, the only one who can take away ang ating sin. Let's see ano naman ang testimony ng mga disciples o yung mga revelation about Jesus sa mga disciples. Yun po yung second point natin. Jesus has revealed to the disciples. Verses 35 to 51. Long passage. Look, tignan po natin yung open yung Bible. Dito makikita natin na after ng mga revelation from John the Baptist, that Jesus is the fulfillment ng Old Testament promises. He is the Messiah, the Lamb of God, who takes away ang kasalanan ng tao, ng mundo. He is one and intimate with God. He is the Son of God. John continued to point people, including his own disciples, to follow Christ, to follow Jesus instead of Him. Verse 35, another movement po nung narrative. Verse 35, He was with two disciples. Verse 36, they once again saw Jesus and once again repeat ang, "Behold, the Lamb of God." Parang yun na yung habit ni, ano, no, ni John the Baptist. Yung makikita niya si Jesus, "Oh, behold, the Lamb of God." That should be also our posture. We should always be willing and actively proclaiming Christ. Gamitin po natin yan sa immediate family niyo. Sa immediate tao na binigay ng Panginoon sa inyo. Speak about Christ. Point them to Christ. So, verse 37, his two disciples follow Jesus. Sa verse 38, as they follow Jesus, yung two disciples na yun, sabi ron, Jesus turned away and asked this very crucial and very important na question. Look at verse 38 po. Jesus turned and saw them following and said to them, para may suspense, "What are you seeking? What are you seeking?" Let's pause. Consider that question. This is the first recorded words ni Jesus sa Book of John. Ang question na ito is also for you and for me, for all of us. If Jesus asks you this question now, anong sagot mo? What are you seeking? Why are you following me? Why do you want to follow me? There could be many reasons why you are here. Maybe just for religious routine natin, nakasanayan na natin, a family tradition natin. Maybe dahil you believe na when you follow Jesus, your life will be happy. More blessings, materially, possessions. Maybe ang reason mo is, I want to follow Jesus para maging okay na yung marriage ko, problema ko sa asawa ko, problema ko sa mga anak ko. Maybe, ang reason mo is para masagot ang prayer ko, para makuha ko na yung dream job ko, para better pay, magkaroon ako ng increment, magkaroon ako ng increase. All these things may happen. These are blessings from God, but it's not a guaranteed, and this is not what the gospel promised. Anong reason mo? What are you seeking? I remind you, brothers and sisters, mga kapatid, na we are here dahil po sa ginawa ni Kristo. He saved us from sin and death and judgment. He gave us eternal life. That's why we seek Jesus. That's why we keep on following Jesus. Ano man ang mangyari sa prayer and dream natin, hindi po guaranteed yun na magiging happy ang life natin when we follow Jesus. All over the history ng Christianity, even Apostle Paul, Apostle, they all suffer by following Jesus. Because that's not a guarantee. What the gospel guarantees is you will have eternal life. What is life compared? 60, 70, 80, compare mo sa eternity. That's what God is saying. That in this life, you will have trouble. So, ano man po ang mangyari, whatever na mangyari sa mga pangarap natin sa buhay, hindi man mangyari ito, whatever my lot, it is well with my soul. Let's learn to say that to us sa sarili natin. Dahil we received na yung greatest need natin kay Kristo. That is forgiveness, reconciliation sa Diyos. Pero if you're not a Christian, I urge you, seek Christ. Seek Christ. Seek for forgiveness ng iyong sin. Seek and follow Him. Because He is your only hope in this life and life to come. That's the only reason. Ang Christianity, that's the only Christian ng Christianity. No other message. Look at verse 38 again. Instead of answering Jesus, they ask, "Rabbi, saan pupunta? Saan ka nakatira? Where are you staying?" Rabbi is a title na may respect, may pag-honor, yun po yung ano na, kay Jesus. Which is, makikita natin din sa John 3, even Nicodemus, a very prominent teacher ng Israel, the teacher ng Israel, in fact, calls him Rabbi. So, merong respect, merong ano. Ang mga disciples wanted to learn more from this Jesus as they recognize Him as someone that can teach them more about God. So, verse 39, Jesus answered, "Come and you will see." Ang conversation na to implies ng longer relationship. Hindi lang po one time na follow, na parang 1 hour. They want to stay. 10th hour means 4 p.m. Parang they will stay sa bahay ni Jesus kung saan man siya nag-iitay. Sagot ni Jesus, "You want to know sino ako? Come and follow me." Disciples intend to stay with Jesus longer, and Jesus' answer implies na Find out. You will find out more as you follow me. As you stay with me, you will find out more. Let's continue to discover Jesus. That's the invitation. Come and know me more every day. Look at verse 41. Jesus says, is not just a teacher. The disciples said, we have found the Messiah. We have found the Messiah, which means Christ. Yung po yung translation. Pareho po yun. Messiah, Hebrew, Christ, Greek. Again, this is the long-awaited expectation ng mga Israel. Savior. Ang papadala ng Panginoon to deliver them. And that time, meron silang maling pananaw kay Messiah dahil sila under oppression ng Roma na they want to, someone na dumating ang Messiah, David King, to throw out tong mga, it's a more of a political Messiah. Pero that's not what the Bible said sa kanila. They misunderstood ang Messiah that time. Even ng mga disciples, makikita nyo yan as you read the book of John. They are not even clear kung sino si Isaiah until, sabi ni John, resurrection ni Christ. Doon lang naging clear sa kanila. Ang verse 42 is ang first appearance ni Simon Peter. Kilala po natin to. Isa sa mga prominenting apostles. Ang nangyari, Jesus changed the name of Simon Peter, which means rock, bato. Maybe, kung nandun ka po sa panahon na yun, sinabi ni Jesus, Simon, now ang pangalan mo, Peter, rock. Parang matatawa ka, no? Knowing kung sino yung character ni Peter. Peter, impulsive tong tao na to, unstable, magulo isip nitong Peter na to, pangalan mo, rock? So, parang nagko-contradict sa character niya. Pero makikita natin na si Peter become a solid, a foundation, a pillar ng church. Pakikita niyo sa Acts, sa Book of Acts, yung transformation na nangyari kay Peter. Jesus has the power to change people, to transform even you, even me, to transform you from your old sinful ways to be useful sa kingdom ng Panginoon. From darkness to light. This is your purpose, to advance the kingdom of God. Yung tinransform ka from enemy ng kingdom to people of the kingdom. Even if yung mga taong kakilala mo noon, they would never believe pag nakita ka nila ngayon. What? Isa ka ng Kristiyano? Parang dati, ganto ka lang. That's the power of God. He can change you. Because that is how God works. He transforms you, yung tao, even now. Even now, He can do that sa inyo. If you think na wala kang pag-asa, you think na napakarami kong nagawang kasalanan sa Panginoon, sa tao, if you think na sobrang dami ng kasalanan mo, meron kang hope. Turn to Christ. Seek Him. He can change you even now at this moment. Turn away from your sin. Bow down to Him. Believe in Christ. Seek Him. Our sins, they are many, but His mercy is more. Hindi mo natin ma-outnumber ang mercy ng Panginoon. There is forgiveness. There is hope. There is light. There is a greater meaning ng life kay Kristo. You can have that right now. If you are not in Christ, do that now. Ang invitation na follow me sa verse 43 is also for you. This is a gracious invitation and opportunity na you don't want to miss. God can simply leave you on your own. Do your own thing. Do the sinful thing na you're doing. And dumating ang time na you will stand before God. It's gonna be tragic. But right now, it's a gracious invitation. Follow me. Follow me. I want that to mag-echo sa iyo hanggang umuwi ka ng bahay. Follow me. Bakit kayo papalo itong Kristo na to? Because you need forgiveness. You need to be delivered from sin. Look at, follow Him for who He is. Yun po yung instruction natin. Look at verse 45. Another revelation. We have found Him. Sino yung Him na yon? Of whom Moses and the law, in the law, and also the prophets wrote. Jesus of Nazareth, son of Joseph. Makikita natin dito na Philip and other disciples were informed ng Scripture. Binasa nila yung Scripture. Ito nga yun. Ito nga yun. Sinasabi ni Moses. Sinasabi ng Lord. Sinasabi ng prophets. They're informed sa in Scripture. Again, John 5:39, sinabi ni Jesus, the law and the prophets point to me. Ang buong Scripture, yun pong ibig sabihin nun, the whole Old Testament Scripture, ako ang tinuturo. You don't want to miss that. Don't look somewhere else. Si Peter nag-preach po sa Acts 10 verse 43, ang sabi niya, to him, that is Jesus, all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him, Jesus, receives forgiveness of sins through the name of Jesus. Constant po, consistent yung promise na yun, ano? Consistent yung theme na yun. Forgiveness is through Jesus Christ. Believe in Jesus Christ. The law and the prophets, the Old Testament points to Jesus. Verse 45, this is the model na we should follow. Understand who Jesus according sa Scripture. Ang basis po ng lahat ng ginagawa natin dito sa church ay ang Scripture, ang Bible. We are following the biblical Jesus, not based sa Jesus na created natin, a Jesus na preference natin, a Jesus based sa ating emotion. Ang makikita natin also dito sa part na ito, verses 40 to 45, is ang model na evangelism. After meeting Jesus, they share Jesus to others. Ang tunay na disciples who come to know Christ is eager to tell others about Christ and wanted others to follow Him. Yan po yung itsura. Ikaw, kamusta po yung pag-share mo about Jesus sa family mo? Sa immediate tao na binigyan ng Panginoon sa'yo, hanggang ngayon wala kay Kristo. Meron ka ba eagerness? Meron ka ba zealousness to share Christ? Continue to share Christ. Find and create every opportunity to share your Savior and desire na and pray na one day, masave sila. Let's have a compassion for the lost. The most loving thing na magagawa natin sa tao, sa kaibigan natin, sa loved ones natin, sa sino man na ma-encounter mo, is to share the hope in Christ, to share the hope of the gospel. Verse 47, 48, Jesus displayed a supernatural knowledge of Nathaniel. Nakita niyo yung encounter na yon. Makikita natin yan sa mga succeeding chapters. Sa chapter 2, mababanggit din yan na Jesus knows every heart ng tao. Every person, every details, every inner thought right now. Ano may iniisip niyo ngayon? Jesus knows. This is something that we should be worshipful. Aside from being a supernatural power ni Jesus na yan, I want you to be worshipful. That is the truth and reality. Na sa kabila na alam ng Panginoon ang every thought, every beat ng heart natin, every emotion, everything about us, He chose to save you. He chose to be gracious and merciful to us. Wala tayong manatago sa Panginoon. We cannot pretend na we are good, we are holy, we are righteous. God knows you're not. And He chose to save you. Ito po ay something to worship ang Panginoon. You know na it's not because you have something na siniktas ka ng Panginoon. Because He is by nature Savior, by nature gracious, loving. So look at verse 49. Another revelation. Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Again, ang King of the Jew is a messianic title. Ito ay Old Testament. Jesus is the Davidic King. Nathaniel's eyes were open dito. This is what happened to us when God opened yung ating mata. Ang dati na wala tayong pakialam kung sino tong Kristo na to. We don't care about Jesus, about sin. Now, when the Spirit of God opened our eyes, we see who Jesus is. Parang ganun po ang nangyaring ni Nathaniel. So, He is the Messianic King ng Psalm 2. And all other Messianic kingship passages po sa Old Testament, si Jesus po yun. And verse 50, Jesus said, don't be amazed dahil sa nakita mo na meron akong supernatural power na alam ko kung anong ginagawa mo sa puno ng fig tree na yun. Alam ko kung ano iniisip mo. Alam ko kung sino ka. Don't be amazed with that. Sabi ni Jesus kina Tanya. Sometimes madali tayo ma-amaze no? Sa mga ganong klaseng kwento ng blessings, kwento ng pagpapala. Ah, ang galing talaga ng Jesus. I want to follow that. There are greater things na Jesus wants to reveal kay Nathaniel. We need to see the complete Jesus. We can be amazed sa maraming bagay. Pero if we miss to see the whole purpose and know the person and complete work of Jesus, we may miss the whole thing. Sabi ni Jesus, you will see greater things than this. Which is, ang lahat ng sign na gagawin niya, yung po yung as a whole ng book of John. And immediate po is sa verse 51. Makikita ni Nathaniel sino si Jesus. Look at verse 51. And he said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." Ang word na truly, truly po ay common style ng mga Jew to give emphasis sa kanilang sasabihin. Repetition po. Common po yan sa Hebrew, sa mga Jew. Jesus is calling ng attention dito. Hey, listen. This is the truth na you want to know. This is the greater things that I want you to see. Ano po yun? Again, verse 21. You will see heaven open. And the angels of God ascending and descending saan? On the Son of Man. So, new revelation po to. Son of Man. Ito ay, itong allusion na to is makikita natin sa Genesis 28. Kung saan na-encounter ni Jacob ang Diyos. Nakita ni Jacob na may ladder that connects yung heaven and earth and yung angels nagpanikpanawag and nakita niya ang Diyos standing. Ito po yung kung familiar kayo sa story ni Jacob sa Genesis 28. Ang title na Son of Man is ang favorite title po ni Jesus. Ang imagery na ito is from the book ng Daniel 7. Ang mga Israelites po knows ang title na ito. The Son of Man sa Daniel 7 is the one who have all the authority. Yun po ang itsura nito. The Son of Man descended from heaven will reign forever as the supreme and ultimate king and authority ng buong mundo. So, Book of John po, whenever ginagamit ng Son of Man, ito pong concept, na it connects po sa crucifixion. The Son of Man, may exalt through the crucifixion, resurrection. Jesus used ang Jacob account as a promise na whatever your forefather Jacob witnessed and see ng panahon na yon is better than what I will show you. Whatever na nakita niyo sa Old Testament, I will show you greater things. The promises, ang presence ng God sa place na yon, sa Bethel, no longer there. Wala na. But I will show you a greater experience of God. The full and ultimate revelation of God. Instead of ladder, sa Genesis 28, Jesus used ang Son of Man as the means of connecting heaven and earth. Son of Man is Jesus. Ang magkoconnect sa heaven and earth is not the ladder. It's the Son of Man. So, Jesus is claiming na, yung nakita ni Jacob na yun, ako yung ladder doon. Ako yung means that heaven and earth ay makukonnect. I am the only way for you to go to God in heaven. And I am the only way that God can relate to a fallen humanity in a loving relationship. I am the only way. I am the revelation of God on earth. The God-man Jesus is ang fulfillment ng Genesis 28. Ang exclusive claim ni Jesus ay all over po sa book of John. John 14:6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me." Exclusive claim. Mga kapatid, be encouraged. Persevere. You follow a living God, a faithful God, who fulfills each and every promises ng Scripture in Jesus Christ. And rest assured, God will fulfill His promises in the Gospel para sa'yo. You have eternal life already. You have eternal forgiveness already. No more condemnation. That is no more for you. Hindi na yan ang last word ng buhay mo. That is not final. Whatever we experience natin sa life na to is nothing compared sa promises ng gospel in Christ Jesus. Keep believing. Keep sharing Jesus. And friends, if you are not following this man, Jesus Christ, how do you deal with your sin? One day, whether you like it or not, you will deal with it. Unavoidable to. Hindi mo po may iwasan. You will deal with your sin. Kahit anong gawin mo. You can be honest with yourself right now. Jesus knows exactly who you are, exactly ang thought mo. He knows exactly anong kalagayan mo ngayon. Be honest. Be true to yourself. Admit na you have no true relationship sa Diyos dahil wala kang Kristo sa buhay mo. Your religious activity cannot and will not take away your sins. Your best effort won't bring you closer to God or reach heaven on your own. Be honest, confess, and repent. Agree with the Bible na you are a sinner and deserve the wrath of God and believe na the only way to deal with sin and be right with God is through this Lamb, Jesus Christ alone. Follow Him and you will see. You will see greater things and transformations sa buhay mo. Follow Him. Let's pray. Oh Father, thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you that our sins have been taken away. Thank you for the privilege to serve you. Thank you for the privilege to be part ng advancement ng kingdom. Dalangin namin na we would be more eager to share sa immediate people na binigay mo sa amin ang glorious hope kay Kristo. Dalangin din namin ang salvation ng mga anak namin, mga magulang namin, mga kapatid namin, mga kaibigan namin. Open their eyes to see Jesus Christ for who He is. Even sa mga friends namin na andito ngayon who are yet your follower, may they believe in Jesus as the Christ, the Son of God. And by believing, they may have eternal life. In the glorious name of our King Jesus, we pray. Amen.